ladies and gentlemen, it's Gino Salamone!
Gino from Milwaukee. Now that's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
We could go to the pub with him, couldn't we?
Gino, this is the best interview I've ever done in my entire life.
This guy, I love this guy. I have loved this guy for a long time. Look at it. Energy, the yes. Positivity is unbelievable.
Smile,
it's like sunshine.
I'm
happy. Boy, you're like the sunshine of Milwaukee. That should be your name.
Yes.
And?
You know, I hear Richard Kind on that montage that you play, and I think of the fact that George Clooney pretended to be painting and found this horrible painting in an alley and gave it to Richard Kind as a gift. And Richard Kind, because George painted it, put it up on his wall. It took 6 months before he finally let word get out. Oh, no, he told it on a talk show.
Oh, my God.
What he did to him. And he called George up screaming and
swearing.
That's
how Richard Kind found out that that was on his
Some
wall.
Some garbage painting?
Yep.
That is hilarious. Very funny. Rob Lowe is going to lead off our entertainment report today. Rob Lowe, who, by the way, is very funny.
He is.
Talking about how his sons give him so much grief. They told him he couldn't walk by a mirror without looking at himself. He recently made headlines for claiming that he saw Prince Harry, who has moved into his neighborhood in California. He saw Prince Harry with a ponytail. And he stands by that story.
I'm no different than anybody else. I get excited when celebrities and famous people move into my neighborhood. And I was at the stoplight and I looked up and I saw a very blacked out, you know, that kind of car. And it was for sure him. But I think it was a ponytail. I could be wrong. I'm not going to stake my journalistic reputation on it.
Yeah, but he thinks it was a ponytail. It looks pretty long. Conan with Bob Newhart. 91-year-old Bob Newhart. Is he planning to get the coronavirus vaccine?
Yeah, well, I'm 91. I figured, you know, we're supposed to be right after the nursing homes and right after the healthcare people, but I haven't. I called up my doctor the other day and I said, because I wanted to find out what the procedure is, you know, the protocol and all that. And he said, we don't know. We haven't gotten any word from the county. Mm-hmm. He said, you might try Ralph's.
Ralph's? Wait.
It's a grocery store.
Yeah. You know? what is he talking about?
I don't trust grocery, you know, I don't want the guy saying, you know, Phil, yeah, when you get finished putting the lettuce away, give this guy a shot, okay?
He's 91 years
wow.
old. And I'll leave it up to you to talk about the Stephen Colbert, Kim Cattrall bit.
Well, yes, Kim Cattrall not coming back to the Sex and the City reboot, and they have cast somebody else in the role.
Well, according to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
In New York City, each day is a new adventure. But one thing that never changes is friendship. The girls are back in town. Carrie.
I'm dying to eat anything that doesn't come in a takeout box. Bottoms up.
Miranda.
Let me just check my work schedule. Yeah, all clear.
Charlotte.
I can't lose the nanny.
And of course, Samantha.
I'm hot, I'm horny, I'm doing Kegels under the table. I'm Samantha.
The gang is back, pretty much.
Let's talk nipples.
I've tricked my body into thinking it's dinner.
Spanx.
Really? Hadn't heard.
So I said ding dong, it's 6 o'clock, and I'm half past naked. Take off your pants. I'm Samantha.
And just like that, coming soon to HBO Max.
Give me the sex. I'm Samantha.
There you go.
His wife had to film that on the couch. He was sitting on the couch while he did that. And they did a pretty decent job of superimposing his face
they
over
did.
Kim Cattrall.
I saw that as well.
I might watch that.
It may be funny. That is your Hollywood update.
I'm Samantha.